It's 8 o'clock. Wheelbarrow full of dicks begins right fucking now.
Anger is the most productive force on this planet. You will never get more stuff done than when you are pissed off. I've never applied for a job happy. You smiling ear to ear, but you ain't fucking happy. You want to find somebody who's organized? You want to find somebody with a plan? Look for somebody angrily muttering in a corner. Saying, I'll show them. That motherfucker's got a plan whether you like it or not. Getting shit done. You can't tell me rockets were invented out of kindness. That was literally somebody going, oh, you don't think I can kill you from here? I'm gonna throw this shit so hard. The planet's gonna spin and then it's gonna fall on your face. Who's the nerd now?
Yeah, don't do Xbox Live anymore. They were pissing me off with that whole Xbox One. I was like, no, fuck it, I'll just play PlayStation 4. Fuck you guys.
I thought you caved on
that. Nope, didn't cave, even though I love Halo. I mean, I want to play my fucking Halo, but fuck the last guy that was in charge.
Why didn't you like the Xbox One?
Because they were doing that bullshit about how, oh, well, if you want to trade a game with a friend, you can, like, trade a game for, like, a half hour, like if you're over at his house or whatever. But no, you couldn't just like, hey, are you done with that Gran Turismo game? Like, yeah, I'm fucking through with it. You want it? Yeah, sure. Here's Gran Turismo 19, whatever the fuck they're on.
Matt, back in the day, I used to play Xbox with Napier, and we'd play Halo. And we'd have these big parties where we had all these people over to the house, and we had these big Halo battles.
It was four levels of Halo.
And Napier would just go get a rocket launcher and just wait by the flag. He never played the game. He was just that guy who just sat there and waited to shoot you with a rocket launcher.
No, Mike.
He would stand there for hours.
I was playing the game. I was playing the way that I wanted to play. Grenades and rocket launchers. By the way, play Call of Duty the same way.
Grenades. I bet you do. God. Play the same goddamn way.
God, people hate that shit.
I will say, like, trolling in video games is a lot of fun. Like, if you're doing hardcore mode on Call of Duty, I used to do this back with the Modern Warfare 2. I would, right as you would spawn, I would whip out an RPG and waste the entire team. And it would put me on a waiting list for like 20 minutes, but
your own
it was
team?
Worth it. Yeah, I'd kill everybody on my own team.
Guys, it's Monday. It's the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike. I'm joined, of course, by my co-host, Napier.
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
There we go. And you throw me off if you don't do it. You got to do it.
The what's
There's
up?
There's certain things you have to do that if you don't do, you know, at 7:55 every week.
You mean sup?
At 7:55 every week, I get this real bad pain in my stomach.
Like you got a shit?
Yeah. And I go and I push out like a popcorn shrimp sized turd. And that's all I can do.
Well, you only got 5 minutes. What do you expect to do?
Right, but every week I push out that one little turd for luck.
You mean like the show?
Yeah, and then if I come, and then if I come in here and you don't say what's up,
no, I don't say what's up. I say sup.
My co-host Napier, you say sup,
sup.
If you don't say it, then what am I? I'm just gonna sit here and wait for it. Is what I'm gonna do.
I'm
guys. Matt from the Lotus Cast is filling in for Travis this week. Travis is feeling under the weather. Matt's clinking some ice over there. Phone number
as
to contact
is tradition
636-487 hand or WFOD show on Skype. Guys, we have one hell of a program for you later on. We are going to be talking to Sean White, comedian. He has a new album coming out. Our first time ever in the history of the show, Napier, that we're talking to a guest that we've already talked to.
I know, like, that's weird, right? Most people won't come back.
how good did you feel when you when he reached out to you?
What do you mean?
Like when he reached out to you to be on the show again.
You know, I really like Shaun White. I feel like his comedy is like right in my wheelhouse.
Yeah.
And I listen to his first CD all the time. I do. I listen to it all the time. I really like the guy. But when me and him were communicating through email, I was going, oh God, we've never had anybody on twice. You know, this, I don't know how I feel about this. And I reached out. I mean, he didn't like say, hey, can I come on the show? He actually just sent me his new album to listen to. And I threw it out there asking if he wanted to come on and promote it. So
that's cool.
But when somebody sends me something, you know, that isn't out yet, it doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, a dumb indie movie that nobody in the world ever wanted to see. You know, if they sent it to me before, like, the normal person can go buy it, oh, man, that just gets my dick rock hard, Matt. The CD isn't out till May 12th, and he sent it to me 2 weeks early, Matt. You want to know why? I'm a big shot. Got a podcast.
I like Sclusies. Sclusies are really cool.
Sclusies is what it is.
Yeah.
Are you saying Diamond Dallas Page didn't follow up with you when you were talking about cell phones and your nutsack?
The real question I have, Napier, and this is serious.
Yep.
We need to really think about this.
Okay.
In a high-speed truck fight, who's at a greater disadvantage, the person driving or the person not driving? Now think about this. If you're driving the truck, you have the ability to veer unexpectedly and throw your opponent off balance.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you have to focus on the road. I mean, you have to do like a certain amount of driving to not kill both of you. And that's a responsibility that is on you, the driver, that isn't on the passenger.
And the passenger has feet.
The passenger does have feet.
Yeah, you got to keep at least one hand or a chin, something on the wheel that they don't have to.
This is a common thing, though, the high-speed truck fight. See it all the time. And it seems like it's a no-brainer that the person driving would be at a disadvantage. But are they?
If they're the hero, they are not. They will win the truck fight. I don't know if you noticed that. Heroes don't lose truck fights.
Matt, thoughts?
What's a truck fight?
Two people, they're fighting while they're driving a truck at
high
speed.
Like an 18-wheeler. You know, big
they're both in the cab. They're driving the truck. One of them's driving, one of them's not. Who's at a greater disadvantage?
Who's at the greater disadvantage?
I mean, they can kick the passenger out of the truck, but they always just grab the door and swing right back in, Matt. They always do that.
Yeah, you can't, but I mean, are you talking like this is fake or this is really happening? Because I don't think if I'm driving a truck, I'm really going to be able to open the door and then kick them out. Like, they've got all of their
limbs. You just
got to
focus on driving, right?
Right.
Right.
Or step on the brakes.
Yeah, you step on the brakes, they might go right through the windshield. So you'd think, oh, maybe the guy driving has a better advantage in the situation. They have more control about, like, what goes on with the car.
Yeah, but they don't seem to.
I guess another good question is, why don't you just stop the truck?
Or shoot him in the face.
Just stop the truck. I mean, like, right. You guys are all you're driving at high speeds. You don't need to. You stop the truck, and then you guys fight.
No reason to keep driving.
Unless the person driving continues to drive because it gives them a greater advantage.
You need an ejector seat.
This is going to haunt me.
You have to have an ejector seat. Like, that's the only way that the driver has an advantage.
What about zombies? What if there's a shit ton of zombies in front of you?
I mean, I feel like if somebody is driving, they have to focus on the road. You could probably just stab them a dozen times or something. I mean, they might punch you and stuff, but they still got to keep one hand on the road or on the wheel. They got to keep their right foot on either the gas or the brake. You stab them.
Yeah, or shoot them. You know, whatever.
It's like fighting somebody with a hand tied behind their back. Sure, they might still be able to beat you if they're like a good fighter.
Right.
But, you know, they don't also have to drive.
Yeah.
Guess that'd be easier, you know, fighting somebody, you know, with an arm that's not working than trying to drive a vehicle.
I guess if you're just losing the fight, you just take you both out.
Yeah, I mean, 18-wheelers, yeah, you can do that probably with no effort.
Right. Just say, you know what? Fuck you, dude, and fuck this.
Yeah, fuck this truck. Fuck everybody next to it.
So I've been in this four-day struggle.
Was it poop?
My trash can picked up.
What?
Don't you have, like, trash service? Like, people...
Like, the whole can?
My neighborhood changed trash can companies, Matt. And the trash can company that I had before had loaned me a can, like their can, that I had to use. I had to use their can. And they drove around when they lost the contract. And they gave everybody new trash cans for the new company. But the old company came and picked up all their cans. All of them in the neighborhood except mine.
So you have an old one, or you just don't have one?
I have an old one that, like, I can't use because it's the old company, and the new company gave me a new can. So I have this old can that I can't use. And so I've been emailing back and forth with the old trash company, and they keep saying, dude, we don't have an account for you. We can't find any record of you having this can.
Why didn't you just take a picture of it?
I did. Well, that's where it went, is I took a picture of the can, and I sent them a picture of the can. I said, hey, fuckers, has your logo on it. Look at it. This is your can. Come get it. And so after 4 or 5 days of me arguing back and forth with this woman about this trash can, I mean, she thinks I'm a fool, Napier, is what she thinks. She thinks I'm a fool.
You did spend
four... And that I don't know it's their trash can.
Did you spend 4 days arguing over a trash can?
I would have been better off just to load the trash can into my car and just go find a public dumpster and get rid of it, or throw it in a crick. You know what I'm saying?
There's a lot of them around here. A lot of cricks.
Mike, do you ever feel like you're being Truman Showed?
Like they're trying to wind me up, Matt?
They conveniently forget to pick up your trash
can. They picked up every trash can in the neighborhood except mine, Matt.
Right.
So I'm out in the driveway today taking pictures of this goddamn trash can to send to this woman that I've been arguing with for 4 days. And Laura asked me, hey, what are you doing? So I'm taking a picture of this fucking trash can because they don't believe it's their trash can.
Are you saying that you have to prove that Mike is right?
And she says to me, Hey, who are you emailing? And I said, I'm emailing Waste Management. That's their logo on the fucking trash can. And she said, Waste Management isn't the trash service we had. We had Republic Service.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, well, why do we have the Waste Management trash can? And she said, I think Republic Service was just using Waste Management's trash cans. So the lady I was emailing with was right.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And it wasn't them that was coming around and picking up the trash cans. It was Republic Services. But she still agreed to come get the trash can.
Well, that's good. I mean, at least you still kind of won.
So, but here's the thing, Matt. I was wrong. And I now know that I was wrong. So okay. I'm getting the result that I want. They are coming to get the trash can. But should I still tell this woman that I was wrong and that I can acknowledge that I'm wrong?
Nope, still their trash can.
Or should I just pretend to still be stupid?
Mike, is it their trash can? Does it have their logo on it?
It has their logo on it. Yes, their trash can.
I don't see how you're wrong.
You're right.
Yeah.
I think that these trash cans aren't their trash cans anymore. Like, maybe Republic Services bought their trash cans or something. Maybe it's like an old, shitty trash can.
Does it look old and shitty?
Yeah, it looks pretty old and shitty.
So why do you think it's an old shitty trash can?
I don't think this is the kind of trash can that they're going to like get back and be like, oh yeah, we should totally give this to a different person. I think if a person got this old shitty trash can, they'd probably be like, no, you fuckers, you give me a new trash can.
Will they not pick up this
old? They're probably just going to go throw it in a crick somewhere, you know what I'm saying?
So do you have to use this new company's branded trash cans before they'll fucking pick it up?
No, the new company, I have their trash can.
Will they not pick up the old one?
Napier, what power level are you?
I don't know, pretty high.
God damn it. I can't.
Before the show, Napier was sitting here with me and Matt, and he asked me to ask Matt what power level he was, even though Matt could hear him, just like he can hear him now. and Napier right. can hear Matt. They can hear each other. But we were having this weird conversation where Napier was telling me to ask Matt something, and then Matt was telling me to ask Napier it.
You were saying such things in like a dowardly kind of depressive, like meek voice, like, oh, hey, Matt. So I wanted you to ask him what his power level was, because I wanted to hear it in your voice.
In the chat, Anchor says that I didn't tip the trash man, and that's why they didn't pick up my trash can. Is that the thing you do?
You tip trash guys?
Yeah,
you have to like tape an envelope to the trash can? Or do
Wait,
you have
do you
to
tip
like
your mailman?
No. They fuck up my mail 3 times a week.
Cuz you don't tip them.
Cuz you don't tip them. I'd never tip anybody.
No. No. How would you tip a trash man? Do you like sit out by the curb and wait for them to show up and be like, "Hey man, it's Christmas time."
Typically once a year you'll tip your trash man.
But how do you do it?
I don't know.
Wait,
tape
Napier,
a 50
you
to it?
Tip your trash man?
Yeah, you tape you
Napier,
tip your trash.
You've never tipped your trash
you
man.
You don't do that.
You've never tipped your trash man.
No, I haven't, but that's the thing that happens. I never tipped those fuckers. I mean, thanks to them getting my shit out of my yard, but
Matt, Napier's sick again. He had another great story when he came in today. Napier, tell everybody why you're sick.
I got overzealous with the ant killer, like spray ant killer. And I may have gotten it on my food and inside my nostrils, and then my insides bled, like my sinuses.
Napier inhaled his ant spray.
I went a little nutso.
And it's making him uncomfortable. It's hurting his throat.
No, sinuses. My throat's fine. That's not the part that's bleeding.
Wait, you're bleeding?
I was bleeding from my sinuses this morning. Yes.
So you're driving the truck, and I mean, so you can just slam on the brakes, and there's a good likelihood this guy ain't wearing a seatbelt because he's in the middle of a fight.
Yeah, he's probably like hanging on for dear life.
He's having a goddamn fracas at high speeds,
mm-hmm.
and that's a dangerous game to play.
Okay, is it a robot you're fighting that has like really good grip strength?
They said you should probably go to the hospital because of your ant spray problem.
That's cool.
See, Napier, this is a conversation that I've had with you before.
Mm-hmm.
The ant spray.
Yep.
You look at the side of it.
Yeah.
Probably has pictures of all the things that it'll hurt, right?
Yeah, like a half dozen things.
It's like a little ant.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe like a cricket.
Maybe cockroach, yeah.
Probably a cockroach.
Mm-hmm.
What about a bee?
No, it didn't say bees, no.
Spider?
Spider, yeah. Yeah, it'll do the spider.
Centipede?
Yeah, maybe like a millipede, something like little like that.
No, I didn't see
Did
one
it
of those.
Did it have a picture of a 300-pound man?
Nope.
Didn't. With a little circle and a cross through it?
Nope.
Didn't have that?
Nope. That's why I wasn't threatened by
you're
it.
Fine. You're yeah. fine. You're
fine. I just probably shouldn't have inhaled the amount that I did. It was probably way more than I probably should have sprayed on it. But
So the other day, I called Matt while he was at work. And Matt.
You did.
Matt stepped away from his work to take my call because he was concerned, because it was an odd time for me to be calling.
Napier, do you have that kind of? I was in the middle of my work day, and I was dealing with a missing narcotic at work. I work at a pharmacy. There was a missing narcotic.
Like what schedule?
And Mike Moore popped up on the old phone, and I thought to myself, shit.
Fuck, I got to take this.
This is serious.
I got to take my podcast friend is calling. I got to take this.
Okay, well, what kind of narcotic was missing?
It was morphine.
Oh, morphine? No, they just make that shit in batches. What you got to look out for is the pseudoephedrine.
Now, we found the morphine.
Oh, good.
After I talked to Mike.
Do you realize they make you sign a fucking waiver to get pseudoephedrine?
Do you notice, Matt, that Napier is way more concerned about the missing narcotic than his friend being upset?
I was more concerned. I was just like, Mike has never called me.
That's why I called Matt, like not that. You, Napier. Because Matt was concerned.
And I wouldn't have answered.
You wouldn't have even answered.
No, I probably would have answered you like 2 days later. Like, hey, did you call me on Thursday?
So my lady friend's birthday was last week.
Yep.
It was on Wednesday.
What'd you guys do?
And they said to me, Mike, you have to go out to Costco, get a cheesecake.
Now, because go to Deerberg's to get yourself a cheesecake.
Because she really wanted the Costco cheesecake.
Mm-hmm.
So, drive out to Costco. It's about 40 minutes away. drive out there, and I get a cheesecake, and I drive it over to her mom's house. I had to take it to her house because we still didn't have a refrigerator.
Oh, do you have a refrigerator?
I have a refrigerator now.
Yeah. Oh, I haven't seen it. I didn't look.
It's part of the story.
Okay.
Part of the story. Wait, did you get anything else at the Costco?
I specifically went to the Costco because I was sent there to get a cheesecake. But I will tell you,
Matt, Costco.
While I was there, I also bought a $16.99 pair of Calvin Klein jeans, Matt.
They have great deals.
Matt, on clothes. Let me tell you something. I feel at my sexiest when I am wearing those Calvin Klein jeans.
I bet you do.
I put them on and I say, God damn it, do I look good and at such an affordable price?
Can you take a picture of your ass?
It exudes a certain level of confidence, Matt, when you're wearing a pair of Calvin Klein jeans. I understand. You know what I'm saying?
I would like to see your ass in those Calvin Kleins.
Are those jeans like your woman shirt?
So I get to Laura's house, Laura's mom's house, with the cheesecake. And as soon as I walk in the door, Laura's mom says, oh, no, that's the wrong cheesecake.
There's multiple cheesecakes?
Apparently, Napier. Apparently, there's multiple cheesecakes. I mean, what I think in my head is, well, shit, it's really a bummer that I got the wrong cheesecake, but we'll just eat this cheesecake. This cheesecake will be fine.
It's a cheesecake.
It's a cheesecake. It's probably still going to be good, right?
I mean, how do you fuck up a cheesecake? They're pretty much all the damn same.
Right. No.
Not good enough?
I am marrying into a family of dessert snobs, Napier.
Oh, you set a date.
I was unaware of the dessert snobbery in this family.
What type of cheesecake? Is it just a regular cheesecake or a strawberry or like it chocolate
was,
swirl?
This particular cheesecake was a regular cheesecake.
Mm. You like cheesecake?
I love cheesecake.
I love cheesecake too. I have a hard time eating a lot of cheesecake. Like I can do a small slice, but
they're asking in the chat for pictures of me in my sexy jeans.
That's all I want to see. That's honestly, I wish we could skip over the story and you could just take a picture of your ass in those jeans.
Do you have a picture?
But we can't do that. We need to know what happens with the cheesecake.
See, maybe, you think maybe on a Monday night, I put on the jeans and like I won't have to take that little nerve poop?
How tight are you getting those jeans?
So the next day, we're sitting there, and the fridge is coming. The fridge is coming at some time in the day. They wouldn't give us a specific time. They just said, it's going to be today.
It'll be there between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m.
Yeah. And so Laura's getting dressed, and I says to her, hey, what are you doing? She said, oh, my mom's coming to pick me up. We're going to drive out to Costco and get the correct cheesecake.
Oh.
Well, then.
And I'm thinking, well, what are we going to do with that other cheesecake? You know?
Right.
We're not going to do anything with that goddamn. Fuck that cheesecake. We need the right cheesecake, Matt. And so, it was kind of implied that this was a bummer because Laura's mom was pretty far away. She was coming here and then driving out there. And that it would be way easier if I went and got the cheesecake. And I'm like, oh.
Did they send you a picture of the cheesecake, or they just said, get a cheesecake?
I guess I can go get the cheesecake. So I get in the car, drive out to Costco. As soon as I get to Costco, I get the phone call. Fridge is 5 minutes away. I'm like, oh, shit. This is no good.
Right.
And so I'm walking around Costco. There's no goddamn cheesecakes, except the one that I bought. And I ask several elderly women working at the Costco, hey, do you have this specific kind of cheesecake? And they say, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. We don't have this kind of cheesecake. We have that one cheesecake that you bought. So I called, and they said, I called Laura, and I said, hey, they don't have this cheesecake, and nobody knows what kind of cheesecake we're talking about. What kind of cheesecake are you talking about? And she goes, oh, well, don't worry about it.
So,
but I was already out at Costco, man. What do you mean, don't worry about it?
Did you try on another pair of Calvin Kleins?
No, I drove home.
Didn't get any meat?
Didn't get nothing. But I got a fridge. And I guess we'll get back to that story because it's time to take a break, guys.
Excellent.
Oh, are we taking a break?
So we will be back in just a couple of minutes with Sean White. Thank you for being with us, guys.
WFOD!
Paging Dr. Barbie.
There's the doctor and her cutest patient, isn't she sweet? Dr. Barbie's gonna listen to her little heartbeat.
Fuck me, 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 fuck me.
It's really beating.
Gonna give her a shot. Put a bandage on her scrape. Gonna check out her ears.
Put it in my butthole.
Doctor makes her feel great.
Baby loves her doctor. Dr. Barbie loves her too.
I'm gonna be a doctor just like you.
Dr. Barbie doll comes with a baby patient and a stethoscope that makes a heartbeat sound, all not for use in some fashions.
Have our favorite Napier Skype moments. Well, I finally remembered what my favorite was. March 1st, 2010, Napier was on Skype testing out the possibilities of doing a Skype podcast with Mike, and I remember that, what was it, I don't know, stuff happened. I don't know, I'm trying to read the description here on your website of this episode that happened a long time ago, and you don't write very good descriptions, so this joke falls flat, and I blame you. Thank you, goodbye.
Dear listener, I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to get me wound up. Well, it's not gonna work. Not this time. The show descriptions aren't meant to be a comprehensive guide to the episode. It's bullet points, you fucking prick. I don't want you to read an article. I want you to download the show. You're gonna have to do better than that, you fuck. Thanks for listening.
Hello, this is Andrew WK, and you're listening to Strange Label. Time to party!
Oh, yeah!
guys, welcome back. Our guest tonight has a new comedy album available for pre-order now. It will be available May 12th for purchase. Sean White is here. Hey, Sean.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks, buddy. Hey, when I Google the new album, the first result is on Target.com. That's pretty cool, right? You're going to be in Targets, yeah. Buddy.
No, it's cool, man. I mean, they don't carry it physically in stores because I don't think they have like 5 CDs in store.
They only
anymore.
Have 5?
Yeah, I think so. I'm pretty sure it's actually 3 of them are the same, but the other 2, fantastic. But it's most stores don't actually carry any physical media anymore, so they have it digitally, and that's they were really nice about doing that last time. I guess they just once they have an artist on there, they just buy it because I doubt anyone listens.
Do you think Target still has the 5 copies of your first one?
See, I now have come to learn more about the business where I don't think they bought a single one. I think they're just selling digital copies, or what they would just do is just when you get one order, they'd be like, all right, well, we'll order that one and resell it for them. I don't think that there's some warehouse somewhere with 5 of my CDs in it.
It was a mistake.
You don't think Target just has them on the shelf?
That distributor was fired so fast.
Target, I guess it's a bigger deal for you to be in Targets than it is for Target to...
Although I will say Best Buy has not carried it yet, and I don't know the hell the problem is. They had it last year. Come on now. I used to be an employee there. Help a fellow out.
Well, I guess if you were an employee there, you could have just snuck a few in and set them out and seen what happened.
You should sneak into the Best Buy and pretend to be the DirecTV dude.
Oh, yeah. You're like, what was the old, they used to have the clear wireless salesman in there. It'd sell you Wi-Fi anywhere. And they had, for some reason, that was new at the time.
Sean, I listened to your new one today while I was doing laundry. I noticed something that you mentioned that I think you mentioned in the first one, too. And it was throwing something out there about how you kind of struggle to stand out in a sea of normal looking white dudes.
Yep.
And I mean, you're not fat. So
not as fat as the real struggle, of course. But
yeah, if you were fat, that would be great. Have you considered that as like a career, you know, boost to just like, you know, start eating a whole lot and getting really fat? Because I feel like the fat guys, you know, the fat guys is where it's at in comedy, isn't it?
Well, I mean, if you live long enough to enjoy the success, I suppose, they don't exactly have a long history of making it into the record books.
That's true. That's true. There's not a lot of longevity in there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like, you know, like Jesus and anything. If you die at the peak, you know, that's the best time. You know, Chris Farley is remembered mostly for that.
So is that something that's, you know, kind of, I mean, I guess, you know, you can't really complain that, you know, you're struggling as a white male. But I mean, I guess to kind of like differentiate yourself and be different than the 300 other white guys who think they have something funny to say.
Well, to be perfectly honest, if this is the biggest challenge that I face, then that's, oh boy, that's going to be an easy career, because that's something that I have heard personal stories from everybody on every other end of the spectrum, and it's a hell of a lot worse. I've noticed that some comics will literally go like, oh, they just won't book because I'm a white male. And it's like, yeah, sometimes that happens.
Sometimes there's white guys.
You could just
most times there's white guys.
If someone was like, hey, do you want to get on a show with 7 other white males? I mean, there are still comedy clubs now that still do. They'll have like a 15 comic lineup and only like 1 woman on it, and everybody else on the lineup's white and male.
And well, women aren't very funny.
It just seems like you're not trying to look for comedians, because honestly, if you just look around, there are a lot of good people of every type of background. I think people just naturally go laugh at what their background is, and because white men run it, there's a lot of female bookers that don't book any women, which I find very odd, but that also tends to be the case in a lot of comedy clubs. But they purchase the same product every time because they think it's a safe product, you know.
You could just copy Bill Hicks like Dennis Leary did.
There's no political comedy in any of this. I'm not going to be doing any of that kind of stuff.
You kind of avoid current events altogether and pop culture references and stuff like that. I guess that all kind of has expiration dates, and you kind of have found, you know, like your own thing that's unique to you. You talk about insanely depressing things.
Yes, but there's also no mention of the dead family this time, I don't think. But it's a mental space where I think I work well. And it helps me to dedicate to a joke if I know I'm not just going to have to lose it the second that some asshole stops being president. Like, I want to be able to hold on to something. That's why I don't talk about relationship stuff either on stage. Like, very specifically, I know that I'm going to feel different about this later.
Right.
Even if I, like I might go to an open mic and do, like, a rant with people I've scouted, everyone in the room and vetted, and know none of them are going to say shit. And, like, so I could say what I need to say real quick and get it off my chest. But dedicating yourself to that as a joke, first off, like, especially with, like, relationship stuff, like, if you even tell, like, say, three stories in a row, and then, but are they about three different people? And then you come off as if you're just ragging on everybody you've been with, or do you say them as one person where it sounds like you dated the one worst person in the world? Then if any one of those three people hears it, they think you're saying all this, blaming them for the stuff of the other two, and you can't fight what is essentially a defamation if you actually are dumb enough to open your mouth and say, hey, I'm offended. You just got to keep your mouth shut.
So
be quiet, because I've dated comics where they say shit, you got to be like, I'm just going to slink out of here. Nobody's got to know nothing.
So
when you do, like, those kind of jokes, it's just, I don't know. I don't see the point in wasting time on it.
When you're done with an album, like this new album that you just did, do you keep using those jokes, or do you trash the whole set?
I don't trash it. I put it away very carefully, but I would say,
on the shelf at Target.
How dare you? No. what I do is I purposely delay the release of the album by like 6 months to give myself enough time to make the new set. And so, like, I even work on it a little bit before the recording, because by that time, if you'd be doing the same set or talking about the same two subjects for 2 years, you're pretty fucking sick of it. And I also go on, like, tour right before to work it out as much as possible. So I'm super sick of it, and I just want to move on.
And for our listeners that aren't familiar with Sean, his first album was called Dead and Gone. It pretty much dealt specifically with his entire family dying and him getting a divorce kind of all at the same time. And that was pretty much like the focus of the whole album was that. And this one is called Angry and Alone. Do I have that right?
Yep.
And it's if you can guess, it's about how he's an angry fella and he's alone.
Oh, it makes it sound so much worse when you say it that way. I like to think that I used micro expressions to use macro expressions so that we can all relate and get in on all of this, and that anger is in fact still motivational, all that jazz. And now I'm sales pitching myself. So I'm going to go ahead and put a halt on that.
That is kind of unique to you, though, is you kind of just have like two themes that you dissect.
It helps. Like one-liner comedians who can just, like, the ability of Stephen Wright to remember the amount of jokes that he's remembered line is insane. And I have a lot of friends that are one-liner comics, and the biggest struggle for them is remembering what the hell they're trying to say. When I talk about one subject for 20 minutes, my challenge is trying to make you not realize we've been talking about the same thing for 20 minutes.
Right.
It has its own challenge, but at the same time, it allows me to remember what the hell I was talking about. Because if someone just says, tell me about 2 years of your life in 20 minutes, that's actually kind of easy to do. And you could just, like, you can boil that kind of thing down. But if somebody says, find 20 minutes worth of funny singular sentences, that's very hard for me.
Yeah.
Sean, my name is Michael Moore, and so I'm telling you that in advance to tell you that it infuriates me every time it comes up. But in the chat room, there's a bunch of people posting pictures of that goddamn snowboard guy.
Yeah,
you hate the fucking snowboard guy, right? And everybody thinks they're the first one to say it, and you just want to punch him in the face, right?
Well, yes and no. First off, I'm never too worried about somebody with a working knowledge of X games.
How else do you think he got into Target, Mike?
I mean, even realistically, like, if you know too much about the Olympics, and of all things, the Winter Olympics, I mean, it sounds like you watched the Kardashians and The Bachelor. I don't give a fuck what you think. Like, that doesn't make any sense to me. Then on top of that, Shaun White is credited as being sued for sexual harassment from the drummer in his own band. He was arrested for bailing on a party in a hotel that he left his parents at to get arrested by the police. Are you kidding? He abandoned his parents, and all he does is fall down.
Wait, Sean. Shaun White, the snowboard guy, has a band?
Yeah, he does. Well, he did until he sexually assaulted harassed the drummer.
I'm sure their music's really good.
Was it at least a lady?
Yeah, it was a lady.
Oh, okay, yeah, we're cool with that then.
What?
Sean, the real question that I have for you, and this is important. If there's two people fighting in a truck driving at high speeds, like they're in the cab of the truck, the truck is driving down the road. There's a driver and there's a passenger, right? Who is at a greater disadvantage?
Well, it depends on the intelligence of the driver.
So, yeah. I mean, first thought, though, you think driver, right? Because he's got to pay attention to the road.
Unless I think that that's the kind of person who might panic and go, oh, no, and suddenly their arms are just completely debilitated and they just make themselves a big, fat target. But if they're the person who knows they can actually use the wheel to change momentum of the car to move the other person, then they'll probably do better.
Yeah, because you can veer the car. You can slam on the brakes. You can send them right through the goddamn windshield. I assume they're not wearing a seatbelt, right?
That's how anybody escapes from one of those, like, oh, I got a gun behind a seat aisle, you never saw me coming, like, kind of thing, is they just put on the brakes. And that appears to work a lot of times. I think there was a Lois and Clark episode about that. But it's a bit of an old Dean Cain reference. But still, that's pretty good. I love all of Superman's cultural stew. No, it's...
He's a big Dean Cain fan.
Not at all.
You know, Dean Cain kind of is my generation Superman, I feel like.
Well, I would like to see Dean Cain play like the Injustice or Gods Among Us Superman.
I mean, it was Brandon Ruth, Ralph. I mean, that's not my Superman. The new guy, I think, isn't really my generation anymore. I think the Superman has passed me by. I think Dean Cain is my Superman.
Well, everybody's got to give up their Superman one day or another. You're going to be okay.
When the day comes, it's a sad day, though, Sean.
You got to move on. Don't worry. We have 17 more Batmans and Spider-Mans for you by next week.
See, now I feel like Michael Keaton is my Batman.
Oh, God, you have bad taste.
Now Val Kilmer's mine.
Is Val Kilmer your Batman?
Yeah. That was a good Batman.
The problem is, I think he was a good Batman, not a very good Bruce Wayne, and I think like George Clooney was actually a very good Bruce Wayne.
See,
like,
no, I'm not saying that Dean Cain is the best Superman, but I'm saying that Dean Cain is the Superman like of my generation. You know what I mean?
Superman's also like Dean Cain would never be able to just sit in a journal like a newspaper office that buff and tan and just like coiffed hair, and everyone just be like not.
He was fucking charismatic, that Dean Cain, I'll tell you.
There's no way that, like, everybody, like, that's the kind of hot where people hit on you without you even know, like.
Yeah, I mean, you find out it's Dean Cain, that's a bonus, but you'd probably fuck Dean Cain if he wasn't Dean Cain.
Yeah.
Right.
Why not? Let's give it a shot.
Well, he's fucking Terry Hatcher, so.
Ugh.
The world only has one Wolverine. We can all be thankful for that.
For now.
Mm-hmm.
Sean, you said that you might be late because you had to drive through a protest.
Yeah. Well, I didn't drive through it. That makes you sound like
like a terrorist.
Get arrested for that.
Oh, that's what we're calling them. I thought they were no. It's fucking. There. What is it? Yeah, the May Day marches and stuff today.
The May Day march, Sean? There's too many. I can't keep track of them all. What are they mad about now? Is it still the same thing?
This one's a bit of a classic. It's just a general workers' march for immigrants, especially. I believe it was started in Southern California. I don't know.
Immigrants?
But yeah, for immigrant labor.
Oh. So
like, hey, it's like unions and shit.
Oh. So like they all took the day off?
I don't know.
And they're protesting?
I assume after their shift.
Yeah, well, I mean, there were people like, I think there might be still people like down there, and there's like another park where there's some other people still. But where my office is downtown is like right next to where everybody meets up for every protest. They all meet at Pershing Square and go to City Hall or whatever. So they always meet like right, I park at Pershing Square. So it's like right above my car.
You know, similar to, you know, the amount of normal looking white guys in comedy, don't you feel like there might just be like too much protest to where it's not very effective? It's kind of, there's protest fatigue.
I mean, it sounds like you're feeling protest fatigue. Are you tired out by them in the streets?
You saw it and you're like, oh shit. People are really like mad. What are they mad about? I got to learn more about this. But now I don't even know what the May Day March is. You have to tell me about it.
Realistically, I don't know if this one's regional or whatever, but it was in Chicago. And I don't know if people are just getting more into protesting in general because of the policy changes and everything like that. Because it's different when you're marching, say, like, we want like a 6 day or 5 day, 4 day work day or whatever. Going in the wrong direction. 4 day work day. But then this year, it's more like, hey, stop just, you know, raids. Stop the sanctuary city bullshit. I'm going to defund something that's not even a legal term.
That's like, too many things, though.
Well, why not? Throw them in there.
You can't protest eight things.
Why not?
You gotta protest one thing at a time.
Eight times? We can do this.
See, I remember I went into a bar one time, and I sat down with my pal, and I ordered a Blue Moon, and there was a guy a couple seats down from me that said, hey, friend, I'll tell you what, if you get a Hoegaarden instead of a Blue Moon, I'll buy it for you. And I was like, well, shit. I mean, like a free beer is better than whatever beer I was going to have. And so took this guy's Hoegaarden and I drank it, and it was pretty good. And so the next time I went to the store to buy beer, I saw a Hoegaarden there and I bought a fucking 6-pack of Hoegaarden. And I've probably done that several times. And I never would have even known Hoegaarden was there. And I'm thinking about, you know, when you go to like a baseball stadium and they have deals, they give you like a free t-shirt if you sign up for a credit card. They have those booths and stuff.
Yeah, I think it's called predatory lending.
But they get you with that t-shirt. I mean, you know, you didn't give a shit about a credit card that day. You went to watch the Cardinals play and you got a free t-shirt. What the fuck? And I mean, like, what's the worst that could happen? You might activate that credit card. You might not. But like, you know, they got you with the free t-shirt and they sat there. So maybe like instead of like blocking highways and stuff, maybe they could just give out free t-shirts and have you sign a thing.
I think if they weren't fighting over the fact that they don't have any money, that would probably help. But I think most of the people don't have the money to buy t-shirts for everybody.
Oh, damn
this
it.
This is a big t-shirt business you're talking about. That's the
hole in my plan. They can't afford t-shirts.
10,000 t-shirts you're giving out. Why don't you just go ahead and clothe the homeless?
Maybe a bake sale. I mean, cookies are cheap.
I did see a really sad protest.
I guess if there was like a bunch of weird people walking around like protesting stuff and they handed me food, I probably wouldn't eat the food. I'd probably be weirded out about it. I didn't think this through, Sean.
You too good for protest food? Come on, man.
I saw a protest out by the police building out in St. Louis. And it was during the workday, so there was nothing like, it was just like soccer moms and like really old hippies. And I don't know what they were protesting because all of their signs weren't in big enough font. And I was like 50 yards away. I'm pretty close to these people. All I know is there was a drum circle. People had signs and they were illegible. And that happened for 30 minutes and then they all went home.
That's what I like about those lists that keep coming out going the best protest signs from the protest. As if people like that's the motivation to go for some reason. Is to have the best a cool sign. Yeah, that's great that they're making it competitive. No, that really helps this brotherly love. But it's something where they do those, and I don't understand how anybody's supposed to read those from less, because when you're taking a photo of them, there was like one, I think, at the March for Science that was like, I came here for research funding and to punch Nazis, and I'm all out of research funding. But
see, I totally missed the March for Science. When was that?
Well, that was a few weeks ago. Come on, man. You got to keep up with this. Well, they were in before that. There was the tax march, and then I think we're going to have a spring solstice march. It's going to be fantastic. Everybody's got to dress
up.
If
you really wanted to cash out on the whole sign thing, you could just figure out some way to make like a lightweight digital sign that you could put a bunch of different sayings on and
like
just
a
change
light
it out throughout.
The biggest,
yeah, kind of like that. Exactly.
A digital display over your head.
Right. Yeah. And then like every minute or so, it changes to a different fun saying.
Yeah. You get all your fun quips in there.
Right.
Well, they'd be like, it's like at those digital photo frames. You just walk down with a giant one of those.
Exactly. But it has to look like it was, you know, drawn on, like hand done, you know, it can't look too professional.
Yeah.
It'll be the selfie stick of the protest world.
Or you can just keep like 20 in your pocket that you rotate. No, like the, what is the yard markers in football when they pull the arrow down, like it shows the right number. Just have one of those, but with different signs.
Yeah.
Better figure out how to multitask our sides here.
I'm getting mixed reviews for the free t-shirt. Some people are for it. Some people are. What if they mowed lawns? Just go door to door and just say like, hey, we'll mow your front lawn, but like, while we're mowing your lawn, one of us is going to talk about all the shit that makes us mad.
Well, this sounds just like a good plan for Jehovah's Witness.
That's not bad either. I mean, usually they just hand me a pamphlet.
And one of them was like, well, okay, tell you what, there's two of you, idle hands, you know the verse. One of you get out there, start cleaning them gutters.
Right.
How
just
great
do
would it be?
Simple housework chores while they talk about their thing.
What if they just went door to door passing out like pints of ice cream and you just had like Black Lives Matter ice cream?
Well, there was. I think Ben and Jerry's actually became Black Lives Matter ice cream.
Oh, wow.
They did come out with a public stance about it and released one and donated to it with each one.
What was the flavor?
What was the ice cream?
I don't know. I didn't eat it. I just knew that it was a marketing campaign.
Why not, Sean? What are you trying to say?
I don't like sugar. There, I said it. Or cream. Get out of my face. Do whatever the hell I want. Keep my body like a temple. I don't want to become one of those fat comics that does so well, according to you.
There's a couple. There's quite a few. There's a Ralphie May. He's a fat fella.
Yeah.
And that's his whole thing, isn't it?
I don't know.
He's like, hey, guys, I'm fat. Look.
Gabriel Iglesias.
Yeah, so he's fat and he's like a Puerto Rican or something. So he has two things. That's why he's on the billboards. So you have two things. There you go.
So what did you guys think of the album?
I listened to it, Sean. I enjoyed it quite a bit.
I haven't listened yet.
There's one like really good laugher out there, like one guy who kind of amplifies above everybody else.
We actually tried to get him removed from the audio multiple times.
No. You noticed him and you were like, oh, fuck that guy. We got to get rid of that fucking guy.
Yeah, and he insisted on saying he's actually a very nice guy.
Oh, you know the guy?
Yeah, because he comes to a lot of comedy shows. He's very nice. He even actually came to a house party I was throwing and set up a virtual reality like demo for people. He's a very unique gentleman. And
guy's got a laugh on him, though.
Yeah, he does. And he sat in the front row of both shows and did that. And I figured, well, we'll edit this out. No, he was loud enough where it was picked up on my mic and the audience mic, so there was no way to dull him down. We had multiple sound people look at trying to specifically remove him.
Does this really bum you out that I brought out the really loud laughter? Like you were thinking like maybe people wouldn't notice him?
No. I knew it was coming.
Yeah,
More of a venting session. No one's asked me about it before.
He's very enthusiastic. I mean, it's not like distracting. It's not like I'm hearing him and not you, but like, boy, you can notice that fucking guy. You got to give him like a special credit on the liner notes.
Yeah. Well, I'll give him a shout out. His name's Farid Muhammad, and he's a big dude who wears Indiana Jones hats and has the biggest laugh in the goddamn world. And it's very hard to say no to a man like that.
Do you think he knows? Like, he knows what he's doing? He's aware of it?
I see him mention to others online that, hey, if you want to hear my laugh, it's on this. Like, I think he goes for it.
Oh,
I think
it's kind of fuck that guy.
Notched bedpost.
If he's just really into it, that's one thing. But if he's doing it on purpose, yeah, fuck that guy.
There is one thing I wanted to know. What do comics do with you set up a thing where you want to record the audience. You want to record the set. What happens if that gets fucked up? Like, what if you bomb that set? What do you do with that recording?
Well, now we have to, like, in the future, when I see this kind of thing coming, I'm going to have to, between the shows, ask them to move to the back. So at least that way you're only on the audience mic and you're not on the line mic. So that way it can be adjusted properly. But I don't want to ever say somebody who's actually going to say, how dare you enjoy yourself and do, you know, how dare you be so supportive and come to my shows and pay for both.
Laugh less hard at my jokes.
Yeah, I mean, he's a hearty laugher, and it's a good one to have. You know, like these most comedy scenes have one of him, have a patron saint of all your comedy. And like they go, they're not a comic, but they go to all the shows, and they are huge supporters. I think Denver's is Dave Caldwell, is an absolute fantastic guy. Same thing, shows up all the shows, sits in the front row, politest guy, laughs real loud, just the nicest guy.
So Angry and Alone is available for pre-order now. You can get it on iTunes and Amazon and Target. It's available May 12th for purchase. And Sean, what's your Twitter handle?
@ Sean White Comedy.
Sean White Comedy on Twitter. Be sure to tweet him and tell him you heard him here. Sean, thanks for hanging out with us, man.
No problem. Thanks so much for having me, man.
No problem. Take it easy.
Take it easy.
Matt.
Yes, sir.
You purchased Sean's first album after he was on the show.
And I did.
Me and Travis both bought copies. I think he sold 3 copies, and we were the ones that bought them. So the WFOD
I bought it right after the show. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed his first appearance a lot. He's a very funny guy.
He is, and I'm kind of curious, like, what the next 2 things are going to be. I mean, you've covered all the sad ones, right?
Oh, you can always get sadder.
Dead and Gone and Angry and Alone. I don't know where you go from there.
Maybe he just gets a bunch of animals and they all die on him.
So I'm driving home from Costco.
Mm-hmm. Got the shit cheesecake.
No cheesecake. They don't have the cheesecake. And I'm getting text messages saying, hey, are you almost here? Because the refrigerator guys, they're really freaking me out. Like, they're really making me uncomfortable because they're arguing with each other and they can't get the fridge out of the house. Like, we paid them an extra $15 to remove the old shitty fridge before they brought in the new fridge.
Was that pre-negotiated, or were they just there and you're like, hey, I'll give you an extra, how much would you take?
No, it was pre-negotiated. I assume that's a common problem, the get rid of the old thing when you bring the new thing.
Did the fridge come with the house? Like, how'd you get it up there?
They're giving him fake Twitter handles in the chat. We got Not That Sean White and @ Less Funny Sean White. And they're mad that he didn't tell any snowboard jokes. So they're running with the Sean White thing.
If they were listening to, like, you know, Anchor's already done all the Sean White shtick. Because he was pretty much the last time Sean White was on.
I drunk.
You missed our guest. He was fun.
Shame. Guys, Drunkard STL on the Twitter is here. I mean, the show's almost over, but hey, we'll hang out with Drunk for a while, right? How are you?
I'm all right. Yourself?
I'm okay.
Did you notice Mike has a new fridge?
I did.
Drunk, did you see my new fridge?
It's gorgeous.
You like it?
It is.
So they can't get the old fridge out of the house.
What?
They've put a lot of big, nasty holes in my drywall.
Where?
Well, I've fixed them.
Oh, okay.
You make them fix them.
They offered drunk, but I don't want a bunch of goddamn people coming and fucking with my shit. I just fix it. I got spackle. I got paint. I'll just do it.
Oh, you're a good guy.
And they say, oh, we'll send somebody out to fix it. I say, guys, don't worry about it.
Just get the fridge out the fucking house.
Get the fridge out of the fucking house. So as soon as I pull in to the driveway, these guys are halfway down the stairs with the old fridge. And one of the guys who's holding the fridge at the bottom says, hey, man, can you take the front door off the hinges? We can't fit this out the door. Now, granted, Napier paid $65 for delivery and another $15 to get the old fridge out. I'm not thinking I'm going to be doing a bunch of work today.
Right. But
here I am taking doors off hinges.
You really took the door off the hinges.
Well, what am I going to do? There's a gentleman standing on the stairs with a refrigerator, straining to keep the refrigerator upright.
He's just going to wait for you to take the fucking door off?
He's just waiting for me to take the door off the hinges while holding a refrigerator, right?
Did it make that big of a fucking difference?
Well, apparently, because once I got the door off the hinges, they were able to get the old refrigerator out.
Slid right out of there.
Out the door. So they're out in the front yard arguing with one another because they both have different tactics for moving refrigerators. And they said to me at one point, and this is my favorite line anyone has ever said to me, I think ever,
mm-hmm.
said, sorry, dog, we didn't realize it was going to be that heavy. Now, drunk, brother, when you think about refrigerators, I would imagine if I say to you refrigerator,
mm-hmm.
probably the first thing you think is, oh, that's the thing that keeps my shit cold.
Correct.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Second thing you think of.
Fucking heavy.
Fucking heavy, right?
Yep.
I mean, it's synonymous with a refrigerator. It's fucking heavy.
So do you care to...
They're posting pictures of Michael Moore, the director, in the chat now. I hate our listeners, Matt. I hate them.
I get it. I understand.
You mean Anchor. You hate Anchor.
I mean, I guess I don't want, like... I guess I don't expect them like to be like enthusiastic, like, oh, God, Sean White is on the show. We love Sean White, you know, but I don't expect pictures of Michael Moore, the director, in the chat.
You mean
fuckers? They're trying to wind me up is what they're doing.
You mean
the thing you want to do is tell them what you don't want, Mike.
I don't want to tell them what I don't. That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't want to give them fuel.
You just opened up a can of worms.
Just got to fight through the tears is what I got to do.
Mm-hmm. You know, drunk's got to be really experienced with how heavy a fucking refrigerator is. Guy's got 40 of them in his house.
I have.
He has two in his his kitchen.
Two in my kitchen.
Right.
And one in his garage.
No longer do I have the one in the garage.
You got rid of that one?
What? Got rid of that.
You got a deep freeze?
I do have a deep freeze. Yes.
So two refrigerators and a deep freeze. You know, something that I'm really glad that drunk, because we thought drunk was not coming back. We thought that we were losing drunk for the summer. But we're getting one last hoorah with drunk. And when I listened back to the program that drunk was on, he said something about, you don't even want to know how many beds and couches I have in my house. And I just let it go, Matt. And I thought that it was just going to haunt me for months. I was just going to sit on how many couches and beds drunk has in his home. But now that he's here, drunk, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Okay. There's two people in a truck.
Okay.
Speeding down the road in a fracas, in an altercation.
Are we talking like a box truck?
Yeah, like an 18-wheeler.
A delivery truck, sure.
Yeah, you're driving it down the road. You guys are fighting to the death.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the truck is going down the road. The driver has to somewhat focus on driving.
The interstate or just a side road? Or
let's say the interstate.
Okay.
Driving at high speeds.
Sure.
Who is at more of a disadvantage?
The driver or the passenger?
The driver or the passenger?
Likely the passenger, I think.
You think the passenger is at more of a disadvantage?
Yes.
Are there obstacles the driver has to overcome other than getting punched in the face?
Well, the driver can intentionally get T-boned on the opposite side of the car.
Correct.
Which
driver could slam on the brakes.
Yeah.
So you would say the passenger, although he has his hands and feet free...
Well, if you're the driver, you'll still have the one hand free for sure.
Right. But the passenger has both hands, both feet free.
Uh-huh.
So you'd say the driver
and punch.
Is it more of an advantage? Has more of an advantage?
I would think so, yes.
I think I agree.
Yeah, I think the driver definitely has all of the advantage. Because really, as a passenger, you don't want to inflict too much pain on the driver. Because guess what?
You're going to end up... If he dies or something, then you're going to crash.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or I guess you could like kick him out of the car and then take over driving. But then it might be too late. What if he does the wheel like a whole bunch on his way out the door, you know?
Right. Yep. And
these
like,
are things to consider.
Depending on, you know, the vehicle, the driver has like can like lock all the other passengers like things.
Oh, so, like the child locks.
Right. So if he wants
That's the first thing I thought of.
If
too,
he wants
the child
to roll
locks.
Down their side window or open up their door or whatever.
How many beds do you have in your home?
I have my own personal bed. I have my roommate sleeps in his bed. I have two guest bedrooms, both with beds.
You have two. How many bedrooms do you have in your home?
Four.
Four bedrooms. Is one
when
of them Drunk a dresser
was explaining
room?
His house the other week, I was like, he has to live in a fucking mansion.
Matt, you want to see Drunk's house, don't you? Aren't you curious?
All I want to do is be able to. Can I like do one of those embedded things where I just
Drunk?
Go stay
can
at
we
his
do
house?
Like a Drunk Cribs?
Sure.
We don't update our YouTube very often, but can we do a Drunk Cribs? I'll even wear my Calvin Klein jeans. To do the Drunk Cribs.
Can you see your nice. Bulge in it?
One of my guest bedrooms currently has three beds in it.
Set up? Yes. Or they're just like up against the wall?
Well, I personally just got a new bed. And so instead of doing anything with my old bed, I just kind of threw it in
Matt,
there.
Matt, this is crazy. Don't you? This has got to be a bit, right? How can he have all this stuff?
He's hoarding beds. He's got new beds. He's got refrigerators.
I lost track. Okay, start over, Drunk. So you got a bed in your bedroom.
Uh-huh.
Your roommate has a bed.
Correct.
There's two guest bedrooms, both with beds.
Yep.
That's where I'm at. We're at four beds.
No, we're at... Yep, yeah. Four beds.
Four beds and in then, the four bedrooms.
And then one of my bedrooms has an additional two beds.
Okay, so that's six beds.
And then I have another two in my basement.
Eight beds. You have two beds in the basement.
Beds are just mattresses.
You have one room that has two beds in it.
I have one room that has three beds in it.
Now, these are setup beds or just mattresses?
The one with the three setup, the one with the three mattresses has a bed that's set up, a random bed I just threw in there because I got myself a new bed.
Why did you get yourself a new bed? What was wrong with your bed?
It was too soft.
Give me a bed.
I can make a deal on a bed. You need a queen or a king.
I mean, is it fairly new? Is it in good shape?
Yeah. They
have you jizzed on it? Have you jizzed on the bed? Because I don't want the bed if you've jizzed on it. No deal. Matt, what's your important question?
I have an important question. So you have the eight beds, but how many couches do you have and how many of them have pull-out sofas?
Zero pull-out, like a hide-a-bed?
Yes, like a hide-a-bed.
No, I don't have any like drunk? That. I have one of those like sectional couches in my living room. I have about...
Okay, we're doing couches now. That's one couch.
So in my man cave area, I have three couches in there.
You have three couches in one room.
Correct.
Okay, so that's four couches, Matt.
Well, I mean, the sectional is kind of like a three-piecer, so I don't know how you want to...
Drunk, how big is your house?
1,500 square
feet. Is your house bigger than my... Your house is bigger than my house, isn't it?
Well, it's hard to say because yours is a split level, so everything counts as square footage, but...
There's parts of your house that don't count as square footage? You have, like, secret places. Well,
the basement doesn't.
Like the assessor didn't.
How many cubic centimeters is your house?
I do not know.
Okay, so four couches?
So, I mean, the sectional is kind of like a three-piece dealio. And then I got three more couches.
No, I'm only counting the sectional as one couch.
That's fine. And then I got three couches in my man cave, and I have three couches in my billiards room.
What's the difference
room?
What's the difference between a man cave and a billiards room? Matt, this is crazy, right? This is crazy.
He's living in the Clue house. He is living in the Clue house.
My man cave has a poker table and video games set up.
Okay.
And then the billiards room is just kind of, you know, the main room in the basement.
So you have three couches in a man cave room,
mm-hmm.
and then you have an additional three couches in a billiards room.
Correct.
For a total of six couches.
And then I have
in two lounge areas.
And then I have another one on my veranda and another one in my garage.
His veranda.
Okay, yeah, so there's veranda. Another couch on the veranda that's seven couches. One in the garage makes eight couches. And then his sectional in his living room.
Uh-huh.
So they total of nine couches and eight beds.
And I just recently threw two.
Okay, so Matt, let's do a recap. Nine couches, eight beds.
Right.
Two refrigerators.
Yeah.
Two dryers.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And how many dressers? I mean, like, we started with the dressers so many years ago. We started talking about dressers, and we thought the dressers was crazy.
Let's see here. I got one, two, three, four. Should I count my roommate's dresser?
I want to know how many dressers are in your home.
Like eight or nine.
Nine dressers.
Eight or nine, yeah.
Because you got kitchen dressers.
It's more of a dining room dresser, but yep.
In the chat, Jody B, drunk in the billiards room with the bong.
See, I want to ask if he has other, like, multiple appliances, but I know that, like, if I asked him how many dishwashers he has and he only has one, I'm going to be really disappointed.
It's funny you mentioned that. I just got a new dishwasher, so I got a second one in my garage. You need one?
He has two dishwashers, Matt.
One of them's not set up.
One of them's not set up. Right. But then again, all of his beds aren't set up either. So, like, if a Syrian village was bombed or something, they could all just go stay at Drunk House.
Yeah, I could probably take a couple refugees.
Drunk has to live a life of luxury. I bet he has a vacuum cleaner for each room.
I have hardwood floors. I just have a broom and a shark.
I don't think that Drunk lives a life of luxury, Matt. I think Drunk lives a life of struggle trying to maneuver around all of these appliances and pieces of furniture.
This chaos. That is
he has house. Like three beds not even set up, just like leaning against a wall in a room. There's probably dead animals under it.
You think Drunk stays up at night just like sweating about the amount of beds and couches that aren't being used?
It's like, how can I put this to use? What wing should I set these beds up?
I got three beds in the one room. It's just nobody's using those.
Drunk could have a squatter in his house for 6 years and never notice them.
Napier, how many beds do you have in your house?
Two.
One in your bedroom and then like a guest bedroom.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all you need.
Yeah, pretty much.
You don't need more beds. It's enough beds.
Does a crib count as a bed? Because when we have the kid, we're probably going to have to, little in bed.
I would say, yeah, that would count as a bed.
Okay, then eventually there'll be three beds.
Didn't Drunk say that his like electric bill during the summer is $3,000?
No, in the 300s, close to four.
Oh, $300,000. Oh, okay.
Matt, did you see Roger Goodell wipe a booger on that one-legged cripple girl?
Did not see this. Did I miss this? Was this happen during the draft?
They had the NFL draft or the NFL, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Roger Goodell invites a one-legged cripple girl out. You got to watch the video, guys. I don't have it up. I'll have to pull it up. But Roger Goodell invites a one-legged cripple girl. She comes out with like a fake metal leg.
Like a Tiny Tim crutch and whatnot?
Limps out there to announce something. They gave her an award or something. And when they're walking away, clear as day, Roger Goodell picks a big booger. Looks at the booger on his finger and wipes it on the cripple girl's back. I mean, you can see it clear as day. There's no other excuse for what he did. I mean, he picks a big ass booger out of his nose, wipes it on the cripple girl's back.
And he'll never have to answer to this either.
No, like, no, there's no way to access him. You can't like be like, hey, Roger, right. Why'd you wipe that booger on that crippled girl?
Right. And next it. Time that he it makes an appearance now. In public to hand over a Super Bowl trophy.
They'll boo him as they always do.
Yeah. He's just going to go back to it.
And he'll say good-naturedly to himself, oh, they'd boo anybody in my position.
Could you imagine being so rich to be like, dude, I blow my nose with crippled girls? That's how much money he has that he can fucking wipe his ass with a crippled girl.
Oh, yeah. Don't you know he get paid like $20, $30 million a year?
Yeah. He wiped his boogers.
He drives.
They said she was nine. She's a 9-year-old girl. Lost her leg in some accident. You know, she had to learn again how to walk. They gave her this special honor to come out on stage during the NFL draft, and then a man wiped a booger on her. And really, you know, like in the national spotlight, like that is what she will be known for. Like, she will forever be. That crippled girl that Roger Goodell wiped a booger on.
Or that's just, you know, the epitome of the NFL. You have a little kid, all hopes and dreams. NFL commissioner just wipes a big old booger on you. Hey, fuck you, Rams fans. Going back to L.A. And guess who's moving to Vegas?
Drunk, hey, buddy. Matt.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, are you guys following... the big three.
The big three?
The colleges?
Yeah. No. The big three. Like the new basketball thing that like Ice Cube's putting together.
No. Ice Cube's putting a basketball thing together?
Yeah. It's 3-on-3 basketball.
No, you're going to have to explain what you're talking about.
The big three, Ice Cube. Is using like old washed up fucking basketball players, and he's starting his own basketball league called Big Three.
And doesn't it have like some celebrities in it too or something?
The team names are like ridiculous. There's only 8 teams, and they're going to compete for 8 weeks and throughout the entire season. This is happening later this summer. Each Saturday they're going to play, you know, one of the teams is going to play another team each week, different, but the names, like one of the team names is called Trilogy, and there's Three's Company, there's Killer Threes, Tri-State.
So everybody has a monster. Everybody has a name that has something to do with being three.
No, because then it steers away and there's like Power and Ball Hogs, Ghost Baller.
No, you should have to have three in your name.
You have to have three in the name.
Right.
Sounds like a beer league.
Yeah, this is going to be televised?
Yeah, I guess so.
I was about to say, isn't Kevin Hart on one of these teams?
Oh, that poor man.
No, I'm not for this.
I don't really know all of these names, but they've got, like, it's just going to be five players total for a team, but it's 3-on-3 basketball. I don't really watch basketball. I just thought it was kind of funny. The three-headed monsters.
Mike, do you remember back in the 90s they had ball roller hockey league?
Oh, yeah, the outdoor, it was the pro beach hockey, wasn't it?
Yeah, it had the ramps in the back, and they had like a bunch of like washed-up players and KHL players.
Yeah, I thought that was actually kind of fun. I guess I'm being hypocritical now because I thought that the 3-on-3 thing is stupid, but I thought pro beach hockey was pretty cool.
I liked the indoor hockey when the Vipers were here.
Yeah.
Missed that.
Drunk, buddy.
Sir.
Gonna miss you.
I'm gonna miss you guys more.
Are you?
I will.
Aw.
Are we gonna do drunk cribs?
Sure.
I feel like that's gonna be big for us.
You gotta do that, please.
I'll have to tidy up my house a little bit, but I can do that.
Will you wear sunglasses and not a shirt?
Sure.
Do you have like a bunch of gaudy jewelry you can put on?
No. I'm sure I can get some from my girlfriend, though.
Just put on all her jewelry?
just all the chains.
Would Drunk let me stay at his house?
Sure.
You could probably pick a mattress or couch to sleep on.
And trust me, a lot of these mattresses, very comfortable.
Can I bring my wife and kids?
How many kids you got?
Two.
Yeah, that's fine.
Is the pool open?
It will be in about 2 weeks.
Okay. I'll make sure I come visit.
Matt, come stay at Drunk's house.
He has five pools.
Matt, how amazing would that be?
I do not have five pools.
More than anything, I want to spend the night in Drunk's house.
Oh, wow. That would be so neat.
It is.
You should give that away as like a prize, like for the biggest WFOD fan.
I'll just award you the prize right now, Matt. You won the stay at Drunk's house prize.
You think Benny would love to stay at Drunk's house?
At Drunk's house?
He's such a big, yeah, he's such a huge Drunk fan.
Maybe we could have like a big Strange Label sleepover.
A WFOD convention.
Everybody can come stay at Drunk's house.
In Florissant, Missouri.
Drunk, can I swim in your pool with a t-shirt on?
Sure.
You think he has a no t-shirt policy, Matt? He has two dishwashers.
Well, he's living that life of luxury.
Well, it is kind of funny, even though the sign is facetious. It says no swimming suits beyond this point before you.
Oh, you have funny, witty signs outside of your pool?
Yeah. Wait, does he have lawn ornaments?
Drunk. I was going to end the show, but Matt just opened a new can of worms. What kind of lawn ornaments do you have, Drunk?
I have a statue of a gargoyle.
Drunk, do you have flamingos?
No. I do have an Easter Island statue, and I have a couple of, like solar lights and whatnot.
So nothing too extreme.
Nope.
Yeah.
No tap dancing frogs.
Say it again?
Tap dancing frogs.
No tap dancing frogs.
No, but I do have a toadstool out there.
Toadstool.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I like the gargoyle, though. He's probably my favorite.
Napier.
Yes, Mike.
Do you have any picks of the week? Anything you want the people to know about?
Oh, there's a Sushi Master documentary on Netflix. I recommend that one.
The guy who dreams of sushi, isn't that what it's called?
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
That guy, he dreams of sushi? That's the name of it.
He's like dying inside because you look at him, he's like 85 years old. He's like just barely mobile, but all he does is make sushi all day.
That documentary is like 15 years old.
Yeah, but it's fun.
It's on Netflix, Matt. You can go watch it now if you haven't seen it.
Yeah, it's been on Netflix for 15 years.
Matt, my pick of the week is the band Journey, a little unknown band you may have heard of. They have songs such as Separate Ways, I would recommend. It's a good song. That one about, being a clown.
Did they do The World's Apart?
Drunk, do you have any picks of the week, buddy? Anything you want the people to know about?
Nope.
Nothing. Matt?
Did Drunk try that the new Mountain Dew? Dew USA?
What?
They combined three Mountain Dews into one Mountain Dew.
That sounds gross.
It's pretty gross. I haven't tried it yet, but just thinking about it makes me sad.
I bought a 12-pack of it.
Oh, you can get it like at your local grocery store.
Yeah.
Apparently, Shell has heard about this little unknown band called Journey. She's suggesting the song Don't Stop Believin'. Don't Stop Believin', Matt. It's a good song. Check it out sometime.
So just to let you know, back to the sushi thing, the sushi in Portland is way better than the sushi in St. Louis.
It's closer to the coast.
Yes.
There's better fish.
Yes.
Unless you want river fish.
And I had a piece of cod that was caught 3 hours before I ate it.
Do SA.
Do SA.
SA. Guys, be sure to tweet Sean White, tell him you heard him here. Check out his album. It's probably going to be on Spotify. I strongly recommend the first one if you haven't heard it yet. I listened to the first one probably like once a quarter. Would that be a fair assessment? Probably like every couple of months I get it in my head. I'm going to listen to that Sean White CD again. Pretty good.
It's a good CD.
So it wasn't the Olympic athlete.
No.
Fuck you, Drunk.
Oh, yeah, and go Capitals. That's my mama.
Although my feelings are all juxtaposed, but the truth be told, I'm as fickle as hell. But gentlemen, never kiss and tell. So what game shall we play today? How about the one where you don't get your way? Even if you do, that's okay. So what game shall we play today? How about the one where you don't get your way? But even if you do, that's okay.
I want you to know it's over.
Well, bye.
Guys, it's Napier. Listen live 9/8 Central on strangelabel.com. Listen to back episodes at wfodix.com. Twitter at symbol WFODshow. Facebook.com/WFODix. You can email us at WFODshow@gmail.com. Our voicemail is 636-487-HAND. Thanks to our Patreon sponsors, Brian Kranz and Liquid Lozenge.
Hey guys, Mike here. If you go to WFODix.com and look under the Extras tab, you'll find a link to our Patreon. That gives you the opportunity to donate your hard-earned dollars to support the amateur cocksuckers who do that podcast you're considering removing from your iTunes library. Look, it's there if you want it. If not, just click on something else, like our outdated bio or the collection of songs Napier butchered. We're just happy you exist. The world is a cold, cold place without those sweet, sweet likes.
I might be eating cheesecake for breakfast. I might be eating some cheesecake for brunch. I might be eating cheesecake for dinner. I might be eating cheesecake when I want. I just want a cheesecake when I am hungry and want something good. I just want a cheesecake whenever I want, 'cause that's what I like.